Settle your body in its natural state and your respiration in its natural rhythm. For a little while, calm your discursive mind with mindfulness of breathing, relaxing and letting go at every out-breath. And we now turn to the meditative cultivation of compassion. In the earlier meditations, for the cultivation of loving kindness, we venture into the realm of possibility, envisioning happiness, well-being, beyond what is presently actual or true. Now as we turn to compassion, we attend to that which is already actual, already real. The suffering that is already present, experienced by sentient beings. ourselves and others, from which we all wish to be free. So loving kindness and compassion both stem from the same root. In Tibetan it's called tsewa, which means simply caring. Caring about our own and others' well-being. Wishing that each one may find happiness and the causes of happiness. Each one find freedom from suffering and its causes. So I invite you now to direct your attention inwards. Because so often we are harsh towards ourselves. Not compassionate. Judgmental. Severe. Or even mean-spirited and contemptuous towards ourselves. So to remedy this powerful affliction of the mind, direct your compassionate attention to yourself. And to the layers of manifest suffering, blatant suffering to which you are vulnerable, that you've experienced in the past, and that you experience, or to which you are vulnerable, in the present and the future. In what ways do you suffer? And with each in-breath, arouse the yearning. With empathy towards yourself, as odd as that may sound. A heartfelt caring for your own well-being. With each in-breath, arouse the yearning. May I be free of suffering, this blatant, manifest suffering. So much of which tends to stem from anger, hostility, resentment. And then stems from my own unethical behavior. Where I'm reaping what I have sown. May I be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. And with each in-breath, imagine becoming free. Free of both suffering and its underlying causes. Whatever circumstances you encounter, imagine responding to it without acting under the influence of the mental poison of anger, without responding with unwholesome, injurious behavior by way of the body or speech. Imagine being an agent of peace for yourself and others. Imagine becoming free. And then bring to mind, as you let your awareness expand outwards beyond your own being, beyond your own personal self-interest, bring to mind an individual or community of individuals experience great suffering, whether physical suffering or mental or both. Bring these individuals clearly to mind and attend closely. To them and the suffering they experience, so that it becomes real for you. With every in-breath, arouse the yearning, may you, like myself, be free. Free of suffering, this blatant suffering, and its underlying causes, whatever they may be. And now with each in-breath, do venture into the realm of possibility. While the suffering is actual and real here and now, embrace the realm of possibility by envisioning their freedom with the aspiration, may it be so. Let this individual or group of individuals, let their appearance fade back into the space of your mind. And in the same way, turn your attention now to another individual, another group, and practice as before. Then release all appearance and all aspirations, all visualization. And rest your awareness in its own nature, with no object.